proclaiming the gospel to the Jew first and also to the Greek. Shalom and welcome to the Everlasting Nation, a radio ministry of International Board of Jewish Missions. I'm your host, Aaron Broughton, and with me in studio, we have Miss Jackie Powell joining us. Welcome to the studio, Jackie.
Thank you, Aaron. Thank you for having me today.
Well, Jackie, we have talked about one of your ministries, the Hebrew Nuggets, that you put as a devotional regarding Hebrew word studies. That's been a blessing to me personally. But one thing that definitely is one of your passions is understanding the Hebrew calendar. I don't know if many of our listeners have given much thought to the Hebrew calendar. I mean, we have ours January through December, but shed some light. What exactly is the Hebrew calendar?
Okay, the Hebrew calendar is very Bible-based. Its roots is from Leviticus chapter 23. It is a calendar that the Jewish people use for all of their events they call life cycle events. So this would be birthdays, anniversaries, bar mitzvahs, bat mitzvahs, and also all of the national holidays of Israel are all on the Hebrew calendar as opposed to our Western calendar, which is called the Gregorian calendar. So Israel is like on a different cycle for all these things.
Okay, so you mentioned Leviticus 23, and for some of our folks, that's probably the part of the Bible, if you're reading through, where you probably stop. Unfortunately, most people stop before they get to Leviticus 23. There is so much truth there, and so tell us, how does the Jewish calendar begin? Where does it begin?
Okay, well, in Leviticus 23, there are seven holidays there. I like to call them, my nickname for them is the Sinai Seven, because God gave those on Mount Sinai. And of course, the very first one is Passover, because that is where the national identity of the Jewish people begins. So everything begins at Passover, and that is, of course, in Leviticus 23.
Okay, and Passover, of course, is in the spring of the year, our March, April. And so as we talked about the Hebrew month, Nisan or Aviv. So this is where we're talking about. So after Passover, we have unleavened bread and first fruits. They're kind of coupled all together. And then what happens after that?
Okay. 50 days after the Feast of First Fruits. Now, First Fruits is on the day after the Saturday after Passover. And so that's always on a Sunday on our calendar, First Fruits. So 50 days after that is what we call Shavuot. On the Hebrew calendar, that's just the word for weeks. And in the New Testament, that is called Pentecost, which is a Greek word for 50.
All right. Acts chapter 2, we see the Bible coming to life. So they weren't just there for a big, you know, at the temple just because. They were there for a real reason. That's amazing when we think about it. So after Pentecost, then we go to the fall, and there are three feasts right there, September, October. And so what are these feasts?
Okay, those three are going to be all in the same Hebrew month, the month of Tishrei. And you have Rosh Hashanah on the first day. On the 10th day, you have Yom Kippur. And on the 15th day of Tishrei, you have Sukkot.
Okay. Sukkot is also known as the Feast of Tabernacles. Now, here's a little twister. Maybe this will help, confuse. I don't know what. But the Jewish people today observe their new year, not in the spring at Passover. They view it in the fall at Rosh Hashanah. Biblically, it was the Feast of Trumpets, but they call it Rosh Hashanah. What is Rosh Hashanah?
Okay. Rosh Hashanah, Rosh means head. And Shana is year. So Rosh Hashanah is head of the year or the start of the year. So this became the custom during the rabbinic age, like during the Middle Ages, and it's like a second year. So there's still the biblical new year is on Passover, and the civil new year is on Rosh Hashanah. So there's basically two new years.
All right. This is an introductory. We've been talking with Jackie Powell in regards to the Hebrew calendar, and we're just literally touching the surface of this immense study from Leviticus chapter 23, and I hope you can join us again. I tell you what, Jackie, why don't we come back on the next program? Let's expand this a little bit. Let's talk a little bit more in depth on these feasts and what God is trying to do. What's the big picture of all this? And so hopefully you can join us next time for that. So again, we're with Jackie Powell, and we're going to be talking about the Hebrew calendar on our next program.
Thank you, Aaron. Looking forward to it.
You've been listening to The Everlasting Nation, a ministry of International Board of Jewish Missions. For more information, you can contact us at 423-876-8150 or go online to ibjm.org. Until next time, may God bless and shalom.